Welcome to One Stop English's Live from Stratford podcasts. We interviewed people in Stratford-upon-Avon, the birthplace of William Shakespeare, and asked them the question, is Shakespeare brilliant or boring?
I think he's brilliant for the history and poetry, all sorts that he's done in his past. It's great for kids for English.
Right, I think he was a brilliant man in his time. Very interesting, if you like that sort of thing. Unfortunately, I think the youngsters today do find him boring, you know. But if you're interested in his plays, then yes, I think they are interesting.
Yes, I think Shakespeare is brilliant. He's the foundation of the English language as we know it, really, because English has become international through people of other countries wanting to read his works. So he is brilliant. You can't put him in any other category.
Brilliant. His use of language is remarkable, and his understanding of human nature is even more remarkable.
I think it's a bit boring. Nothing interests me in Shakespeare. I think it's because of the old language.
Personally, I think it's really difficult to read Shakespeare. Well, it's not written to be read anyway, and you really can tell when you're trying to read it that it really is a bit exhausting because of the language. But if you see Shakespeare on stage, it's really very exciting, and I got really into it. So yes, from that perspective, I would say he's brilliant, but to read he might be a bit boring.
Well, I think Shakespeare's brilliant from the point of view of the number of plays that he produced in his time, and I don't think many people produced anything close to that before or after him. But I think in today's society, maybe less relevant to the younger generation.
I suppose that Shakespeare might be boring or brilliant, but because it depends how we treat it and how it is introduced to us. If it's introduced like something amazing, with full of action and suspense, it can be very interesting. So a lot depends on literature teachers and on the way how it's presented. Because everyone can find a little bit of their lives in Shakespeare.